Focus on RNE 4. Exercise 3, page 83. Dialogue A.
Hey Ben, great costume.
Thanks. I thought I'd come as Luke Skywalker, since the cast from Star Wars will be here to meet the fans.
Weren't they here last year?
No, that was the cast of Star Trek. I can't believe you call yourself a sci-fi fan.
Oh, come on, give me a break, will you? We've been going to at least two of these things every year for the last 4 years. I got confused.
All right, all right. Now, let's go and see what's happening over there, next to the gaming section.
I think it's the writer of that fantasy novel that's just come out. He's giving autographs or something.
Stan Blaine. I'm dying to meet him. Let's go.
Dialogue B.
Paul, I didn't know you took astronomy too.
Oh, hi, Anne. Take a seat next to me. Actually, it's a required subject for my course.
I see. Anyway, Professor Betts is running a bit late today, isn't he?
He does that sometimes. I love his talks, though.
Me too. He's always well prepared and presents his material in a clear, easy-to-understand way.
Yes, and he's quite funny too.
He is. No wonder the auditorium is always packed.
Dialogue C.
Look at these space rocks. I can't believe I'm looking at pieces of the moon.
Cool, isn't it? And what about that replica of a spacecraft over there? That's amazing.
It is. I think you can buy a kit at the gift shop and assemble your own spacecraft.
Yeah, I heard the guide say so.
What's in there?
It's a whole section dedicated to the birth of the space age.
Oh, yes, I read about that in the brochure. They've even brought in Yuri Gagarin's spacesuit and different gadgets cosmonauts and astronauts used during the first flights to space.
Wow! Let's go and have a look at the exhibits.
Dialogue D.
Well, that was amazing, wasn't it? It's a shame shows only last for 30 minutes.
I know. It felt so real, as if we were really travelling through space.
Apparently we were looking at one of the biggest and most advanced dome-shaped screens in the world.
That's right. I read about it in the paper.
Do you want to catch another show?
Sure. What's on?
Well, there's a show on at 4:15 called Our Space Neighbours. It's an interactive show in which the audience votes on which planet to visit, and then we explore the planet in depth.
That sounds brilliant. Let's go and get tickets.